Are we back? Tracy, are you good to go? Okay, council, are we good to go?
Yep.
All right, we are ready to come back. All right, we'll be back in session, and we're going to go on now to item 7B, which is the House Bill 4006, Severely Rent Burden Status of the City of Kaiser. City Manager.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Mr. Brown.
Okay. So House Bill 4006 requires the city to hold a public meeting to discuss the issues surrounding the fact that the city has been determined to be 27% rent burden. Anybody over 25%, 25 and over, is required to hold a discussion about the fact that we have been designated as a rent burden. Now, it's a little funny because the designation comes basically not through any empirical data, nobody filled out a form. It simply comes through extrapolation through the American Community Survey, which is a group that's associated with the census. But regardless, we have received this designation, and quite honestly, we are receiving a benefit because that is how we are doing our new housing needs analysis and buildable lands inventory to revise our numbers, and I'll mention that a little later. So in the staff report, basically...
Can I press pause? I opened the public hearing, right? I announced it, but I don't think I opened it. So it's open. All right.
Continue.
Okay. So I've basically identified what the statute requires. And I've also included in the packet all the people that we have notified of this. Anybody that's basically associated with providing housing, we have reached out to. We've put it on social media. We've put it on our website. The statute, however, is pretty vague on what we want to talk about. So so there is no specific conclusion that we are seeking. There is no specific motion that we are asking for. We are basically asking for the community to give testimony or the council to simply discuss. As you know, housing prices are a very complex, market-driven kind of issue, and there are a lot of things that go into it. Our regional context, our local context, all of those kinds of things play a role in it. And, you know, some communities, some larger communities actually go in, and at that point we call them metropolitan areas, actually attempt to regulate rents. We have not in this community, nor do we generally have the resources for that kind of program. So, having said all of that, I basically turn it to you to say, what are your concerns and what are your issues about being a severely rent burdened? And I failed to mention that is defined as a household that has to spend more than 50% of its income on housing costs. So,
all right. So, any questions on the staff report or what's going to be our next steps, which is the building lands inventory housing needs analysis study, which is the group that we appointed at the last meeting to be on that committee, and we'll be receiving that report sometime in the spring? Is that the intention?
Well, the entire project has to be completed by the end of June. So
of 2019.
So it will be a very quick and pretty intense kind of project for us. As long as we're talking about it, we've already had discussions, our first meeting with our consultant. We have the contract in place now. We have everything is on a go. So our first meeting with the four different jurisdictions of our SCAPAC agreement are going to meet this coming Thursday. We're going to talk about the underlying assumptions about how we're going to get started in this. And basically what that means is we're going to take the new reset point of our population projection. As you know, the statute now changed that process. It's all being done by Portland State. we are going to take that new set point and continue with the previously adopted methodologies and assumptions that we had for our adopted HNA BLI.
Okay. So everybody's clear on how we're going to be getting that data. At this point, though, this is just acknowledging the designation as severely rent burdened and watching the markets as they're impacting. The big question I have is, how is this going to help us in qualifying for funds for affordable housing or other measures to help members of our community who are rent burdened?
Well, the only funding that the statute created was this that we are receiving the benefit from to do our study. And there were other projects as well, but there is no funding provided by the state for housing assistance. Of course, we participate with the Salem Housing Authority actually covers the Salem-Kaiser area, so we participate in that. So we do receive benefit through the Community Development Block Grant process. And that will continue, and we will continue to participate in that. And as you know, we are making sure that we have representation on that board. So we have a voice, and we will continue to monitor those issues.
So would some of the results of the study possibly help us in future eligibility for affordable housing programs? I mean, I'm looking for is how is this going to get us some money to actually provide for people in our community who are rent burdened? Or is this going to be data that shows, gee, we've got a problem?
How does it get us more money? As I mentioned, there is no money. There is no pot of gold that has been created by this.
I'll take silver.
Obviously. We will continue statutorily or by agreement. We participate in the Salem Housing Authority area and the CDBG program.
That's
program.
It. Okay.
We will continue that, and we will basically, I think, the emphasis here is for us to be aware of the issue and to pay attention to opportunities that we may have to eliminate obstacles. Now, in Kaiser, we pride ourselves of being pretty darn obstacle-free in our processes. However, it's just simply to raise our awareness of the issue.
Okay. Anything else from council? All right.
No, but I just...
Councilor Freeman?
This lovely bill lives in my agency, Oregon Housing. Doesn't live with me, thank goodness. But I think to address the mayor's question on, you know, how does this bring money potentially to Kaiser? And just from, again, I'm the homeownership person, not multifamily, but we really have a shortage of developers who will develop low-income housing, and it takes a lot to put one of those multifamily deals together. We can thank the legislature for LIFT funds in the last two sessions, which really have allowed some developers to do some unique and innovative type housing, really focusing on rural, even though we're not in rural communities, but it's also addressing communities of color. But I think if you are following the governor's housing plan and if it's approved by the legislature, there will be a significant amount of money for development. Now, granted, most of those developments take about 3 years to actually come to fruition, which doesn't help when we're in a housing crisis and we know people are severely rent burdened. But I think there's resources that potentially come, so maybe we just need to work with some builders and find some land in our lovely community. Maybe the Salem Housing Authority would be one of our partners or others, Mountain West. You know, they're the ones that did the great apartment complex on Portland Road, and maybe we could just have some wonderful partners in our own community. So I think it's there. It's just cultivating whomever may so wish to partner with us and find those lovely resources that are going to be needed along with other many funding sources to put those deals together. So...
Mm, thank you.
And if I may, it also goes into our whole background, our approach to our regulatory structure, for example. We already allow things like cottage clusters. We already allow a liberal application of our accessory dwelling units. And we, as you know, we're staying current on that. Pretty soon we're going to be seeing some recommendations on regulatory changes for our revitalization program as to how we can provide more options and more flexibility and greater density along our corridors. So I think this goes into the whole, your perspective, your role as regulators, in how do you want to address these issues as these issues work through the system.
Okay. Anything further from council? So,
Madam Mayor.
Councilor Anderson?
Yeah, just to add in a little bit here, I recall tracking this bill during the last session of the legislature this year, a regular session, and I think it's very much what Nate described. A lot of it's just, I think the purpose, as I recall, of the bill is mainly to have folks have the conversation and try and gather data, really, more than anything else. There's some technical resources that were made available through to DLC, Department of Land Conservation and Development, and the State Housing Agency. So it's just kind of part of a bigger issue, I think, in terms of trying to get our arms around this issue.
Okay, thank you. Anything further before I close the public hearing? I don't have anybody signed up for the public hearing. Is anybody who would like to address the council on this issue? Seeing none. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and close the public hearing. And Councillor Freeman, do you want to put a motion on the table?
Sure. I recommend the council direct staff to submit the required information to the state as required in House Bill 4006.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that the Kaiser City Council direct staff to submit the required information to the state as required in House Bill 4006. Further discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion passes unanimously with one absent. Item 7C, which is the Faux Kaiser liquor license new application. City Manager. Oh. Public hearing open. City Manager.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
On October 31st, 2018, the city received an application for a new liquor license for Pho Kaiser, which is located at 3400 River Road North, Kaiser, Oregon. This is the former site of Aroma Fusion. The application is for a full on-premises license, and as required by Kaiser Ordinance, a public hearing was scheduled, notice was published, and mailed to property owners within 200 feet of the proposed establishment. The Kaiser Police Department reports a clear background check on the applicant and does not have any reason to recommend denial of the application. In addition, the Community Development Department has found the location of the establishment to be properly zoned and has no additional comments. It is recommended the public hearing be opened to allow testimony from the applicant or other interested individuals, and upon completion, the hearing be closed. It is further recommended the City Council recommend approval of the application for Pho Kaiser under the guidelines as established by ORS 471.166 and the ordinances of the City of Kaiser, and the recommendation will be forwarded to the Oregon Liquor Control Commission. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you very much. Questions on the staff report? Councilor Ryan?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Actually, my question is for the owner.
I will let him introduce himself, and then you can ask your question at that point. Any questions on the staff report? All right. Welcome. Would you please introduce yourself and go ahead and have a seat. And welcome. We're glad to have you here. And tell us a little bit about your business.
Hey, good evening. My name is Jonathan, and with Pho Kaiser.
We'll use the other microphone. It's better.
Thank you.
We have people watching on television.
Oh, hey, good evening. My name is Jonathan, and we, like, family business, are a restaurant down the street, and so this is the first time I've been up here, so I'm kind of a little nervous. But anyway, welcome, you know, like, I really appreciate that we have a chance to join the community and hopefully, you know, we do good in business and with the community, and hopefully everybody, you know, have a chance to try it out.
So today was your first day open?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, how exciting. Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Can you tell us a little bit about what kind of food you serve?
And we had mainly Vietnamese food, like syrup, pho, like noodle soup and rice dish and rice noodles. And egg rolls, salad rolls, and the drinks.
Yes, ma'am. Well, sounds, I'm looking forward to coming. And it sounds like Councilor Ryan has a question.
Yeah, hi. Welcome and congratulations as well.
Thank you so much.
My question is about your liquor license. So you're applying for a liquor license for the restaurant, but the bar is still separate, or do you, are you taking over the bar also?
At the other side of the bar, it's still separate.
They're two separate businesses, yes?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you.
Are there any other questions? Councilor Herrera and then Councilor Anderson.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Are you guys the ones in the corner there?
Yes, sir, by the...
On Plymouth?
Jade, yeah.
Jade Gardens, but it was UTP,
okay,
no, Jade Gardens.
Hasn't that been open for a while, or am I wrong?
Yes, it. This, I think they shut down for a while, then one to the...
Okay.
This was Mexican food, okay. And then now we took over.
All right.
Yes.
Well, welcome.
I thank you so much.
Wish you the best.
Thank you.
Councilor Anderson.
No, just I would just echo Councilor Herrera. Welcome to Kaiser. Thanks so much for coming here tonight, too. I always appreciate folks that are applying for these licenses to actually come before council. So I appreciate you being here tonight. And thank you so much.
That's me being here tonight. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Okay. All right. Is anybody else who would like to speak to us tonight? All right. Then I'm going to close public hearing. Councilor Freeman.
I recommend the council approve the liquor application for, is it FO? FA? FA. Kaiser, under the guidelines established by ORS 471.166 and the ordinance of the City of Kaiser, and then this recommendation will be forwarded on to the Oregon Liquor Control Commission for final approval.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that the Kaiser City Council recommend approval of the application for the FA Kaiser under the guidelines as established by ORS 471.166 and the ordinances of the City of Kaiser, and that this recommendation be forwarded to the Oregon Liquor Control Commission for final approval. Discussion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion passes unanimously. We wish you all the best, sir. Okay. Our final public hearing tonight is for the Kaiser Mart Liquor License Change of Ownership Application. City Manager.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Hang on. Public hearing is now open.
5th, 2018, City received an application for a change of ownership for the liquor license at the Kaiser Mart located at 4940 River Road North in Kaiser. The application is for an off-premises license. As required by the Kaiser Ordinance, a public hearing was scheduled and notice was published and mailed to all property owners within 200 feet of the establishment. The Kaiser Police Department reports a clear background check on the applicant and has no reason to recommend denial. In addition, the Kaiser Community Development Department finds the location of the establishment to be properly zoned. It is recommended the public hearing be opened to allow testimony from the applicant or other interested individuals, and upon completion, the hearing be closed. Just further recommend City Council recommend approval of the application for the Kaiser Mart under the guidelines as established by ORS 471.178 and the ordinances of the City of Kaiser, and the recommendation will then be forwarded to the Oregon Liquor Control Commission. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions on the staff report? Councilor Ryan.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Two questions. Am I wrong, or have we not had new ownership there like 20 times in the last? I don't know. It feels like a lot. Is it the same location that we keep getting a new owner?
I think 20 times would be a stretch, but we've had quite a few.
Okay, I'm exaggerating, obviously, but I just wonder because, and you said off premise, so I just thought maybe you could clarify that for me.
They're gonna sell beer and probably wine, and that will then be taken off premises to be consumed.
Okay, of course. Okay. I thought you meant they're applying for a license to sell it off premise.
Oh.
And I misunderstood. No. I apologize. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Any other questions on the staff report? All right, is there anybody who would like to speak to this issue? All right, seeing none, close the public hearing. Councillor Freeman.
I recommend the council approve the application for Kaiser Mart. I'm sorry, the liquor license for Kaiser Mart under the guidelines established by ORS 471.178 and the ordinances of the City of Kaiser, and forward this recommendation on to the Oregon Liquor Control Commission for final approval.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that the Kaiser City Council recommend approval of the application for the Kaiser Mart under the guidelines as established by ORS 471.178 and the ordinances of the City of Kaiser, and that this recommendation be forwarded to the Oregon Liquor Control Commission for final approval. Additional discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion passes unanimously with one absent. That concludes our public hearings. That takes us then to administrative action. Item 8A is a resolution adopting use policies and rates for the Kaiser Community Center rooms, repealing resolution 2015-2612. City Manager.
Is this a public hearing?
It is not.
It is not? Oh.
It's administrative action.
We've moved on. Good.
Yep.
City Attorney.
Good catch.
I know Chris wanted another public hearing, but...
You have no idea. You have no idea how much I want another public hearing.
We are doing this so much.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Chris, Madam Mayor, and Council. So this has been in the works for a while, the community center policies and rates or discounts. It's always a little bit of a balancing act. As I put in the staff report, the city kind of has the duty to balance the use of the community center as a public resource, which it was advertised when this building was built as for use of the public, but with the duty of the city to recover costs for the capital expense, the staff time, wear and tear, and other fixed or non-fixed costs. And so it's always difficult to figure out, well, is this something that makes sense as a public benefit? Should it be free? Should it be discounted or not? So we go through that. We try not to bring this issue up too much too often, but we've found that we have situations where certain uses seem to be appropriate for free use, certain uses seem to be appropriate for maybe a bigger discount. So I'll just go through the summary in the staff report. The biggest change, I think, is for what we call city-hosted activities, and that's in new section 1G. Let me turn to it here so I actually have it in front of me. And this is for uses that we've actually been doing, and it's a little unclear in some of the bigger rooms. And again, and this is for the one or two of the medium rooms, like Iris A and B, for example, or just Iris B, not for the entire ballroom. We don't suggest discounting that if they're going to use the entire ballroom. But we've had events that are not strictly employee events, where we're calling city-hosted events, where there are conferences that are connected with city business, organizations, public organizations, the water department, the police departments, occasionally HR, have events that are trainings that outside folks come to too. So it didn't really seem to make sense to staff that it should be free. But the flip side of it is it a benefit to the city? We have staff people attending these events. And so the consensus that we came to is that in certain circumstances, those would be allowed at a 50% discount. We didn't want a situation where someone was really making money from a paid conference, but the flip side of it is some of these do have small registration fees. So we came up with a provision that the registration fees have to total no more than the actual out-of-pocket expenses for the event. The discount's only, like I said, only available for one or two medium rooms. And then for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday dates, you can't reserve it more than 6 months in event. That's to preserve those dates for full-paying events, which are usually at a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday events. And so some of these want to schedule farther in advance. And so the compromise was, okay, if it's farther in advance, it needs to be a Wednesday or Thursday. So, and there would be no alcohol involved. So that was the one change there. The Kaiser Community Library, that actually has been happening, but it wasn't really clear in the previous rules, the two book sale events without charge. City employee or city volunteer training, this is for one or two of the small rooms. so it would not be one of the medium-sized rooms. In other words, this is for events that are training with volunteers, and we occasionally do have non-city folks come, so we allowed that, and that is in 2F. And we indicated there that no fee could be charged unless there's an actual meal there. We don't want any paid conferences there and then giving the rooms up for free. We don't really have that much of a problem with the small rooms anyway, but we put that provision in there. And let me flip to the next page here. City-hosted educational events or outside committees. We have educational outreach events, the Water Festival, environmental, stormwater festivals, those types of things where we have outside community come as educational events. And then the last one, and it's misspelled, I noticed, council-approved waivers. This is something that you folks have been doing, but there's been no provision for it in the resolution. We figured as council you had the authority to do that. But I thought we would put some sort of provision in there for you folks to kind of look at what you need to look at, somewhat subjective criteria. If in this, the council may reduce or waive rates, deposits, or other costs in the council's sole discretion if the use is a significant benefit to the Kaiser community, considering such factors as the cost, staff resources, wear and tear, and other factors deemed appropriate. I also put a separate sentence in there with regard to insurance. I will probably recommend on an individual basis not waiving that, but we wanted to allow it. The council may waive or reduce insurance requirements for non-alcoholic events if the council's sole discretion, the insurance cost is a significant burden and the event is low risk for damage or injury. So that gives you some opportunity. As we had recently, I recommended that you not waive that insurance requirement, and you chose not to, but we did want to put that provision in there. So that is an outline. There's some other minor tweaks, but that's an outline of the changes we are suggesting. And Tracy and I met many times trying to get this thing figured out. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
All right. Questions on the staff report. Councilor Ryan.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So it sounds like these are mostly events or trainings that we are hosting,
right?
Like per department?
Mostly, yes. Mm-hmm.
And we're charging the department?
Well, for example, I cannot remember the name of the group, but there's a human resources meeting in January, I believe. I think they're going to use one of the meeting rooms, Iris B or whatever. It's an out. Michelle belongs as a member. It's like, well, I'll use my example. I belong to the Oregon City Attorneys Association. They have conferences all over the state twice a year. They pay to have that conference space there. The city wouldn't be paying for it, if that's what you mean. Department, the organization would.
Okay.
Sorry.
I was a little confused.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes a little more sense to me. And because you did make a comment about not charging equal to whatever the expenses are, but I know there's wear and tear on the building. It's hard to put a dollar figure on that just to make sure we're covering.
Well, it's okay that, to and be that's why it's, that, and that's why we determined that it should be a 50%, no more than a 50% discount. I mean, before, a lot of these were free. And because they seem to be city-related events.
Sure.
The discussion internally with staff was, you know, that's fine for one or two of the small rooms, but if you're talking about one or two of the medium-sized rooms, 6,000 square feet, that's staff time and wear and tear. Even though it's a benefit to the city because of the city employees, there's other folks, other outside employees, shall we say, other county city employees that come to these meetings. Perhaps they should pay at least 50%, and that was the reason we determined that.
Okay, thank you for the clarification.
Any other questions on the staff report or on the ordinance? All right. Councilor Freeman, do you want to put a motion on the table? Yeah, it's this one. Yeah, that one.
I recommend Kaiser City Council approve resolution R-2018 adopting use of policies and rates for the Kaiser Community Center rooms repealing resolution R-2015-2612 with the exception of not waiving the insurance requirement on section four.
Lines 16 through 18.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that the Kaiser City Council adopt resolution R-2018 adopting use policies and rates for the Kaiser Community Center rooms, repealing R-2015-2612, deleting lines 16 through 18 in section 4 that would covering the waive or reduce insurance requirements. Discussion. Okay, is it clear what that change was? Okay.
Yeah. I have it.
All right. All right. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion passes unanimously with one absent. Okay. Consent calendar. Councillor Freeman, would you read the items on the consent calendar, please?
We have five items tonight on the consent calendar. We have a resolution declaring the city's intent to initiate a street lighting local improvement district, Sterling Meadow, and directing the city engineer to make a survey and file a written report with the city recorder. 9B, a resolution accepting the canvas of election votes from the November 6, 2018 general election for the city of Kaiser, council positions, mayor, and positions 4, 5, and 6. Item 9C is a resolution authorizing the Public Works Director to sign PetroCard Inc. purchasing documents for card lock fuel cards, and resolution authorizing administrative assistant to sign PetroCard Inc. purchase order for card lock fuel cards. 9D is a resolution authorizing the finance director to purchase a printer from Dependable Printer Support for the Police Records Department and enter into a toner plus maintenance agreement for the printer. 9E is a resolution authorizing the city manager to enter into a contract for mistletoe loop storm drain outfall repair and with Michaels Corporation.
Thank you very much. Are there any polls? Councilor Freeman.
I move to approve a motion to approve the consent calendar items A through E.
No second.
The consent calendar has been moved and seconded. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion passes unanimously with one absent. All right. Council reports. Let's start with our... apparently, it's Councillor Anderson's turn to start.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Just a report highlighting a few things, highlighting the tree lighting that's coming up tomorrow. So I would hope folks turn out for that. Always a great time of the year here in Kaiser. I do not know what time that is offhand.
Six o'clock.
6 p.m. The tree lighting. I'm sure Santa will be there. We'll have lots of good music and everybody joining in to make merry there. So encourage folks to do that. Then, of course, Saturday, our holiday lights parade. There's the Jingle Dash. Folks want to be sure and turn out for, again, always a great festive time. And really, it's neat that we do these things here in Kaiser. I'm going to be joining, I think, most everybody else next Sunday at the Miracle of Christmas food collection site. So hopefully I can find that. Just a couple of things. I've got the Kaiser Chamber board meeting coming up on the 12th. And then I do not know, and perhaps Councilor Reed can help me out here on this, but there's some kind of holiday type concerts going on over at McNary. The McMary, I don't know if it's McMary, McNary.
You can take care of that.
Concerts,
tonight.
Cool, awesome. I have a son who's going to be participating in at least two of those, so in any event. So those are all coming up. I know at least the 13th, there's going to be one there on that one, because that's on my calendar. So, other than that, I think that's all I shall say tonight. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Councilor Herrera.
Well, thank you, Madam Mayor. I got up this morning to at 5:30 to head up to Portland with a couple of colleagues at the Oregon Leadership Summit, which was very interesting. It was my first, and I found it to be very enlightening, very, very well organized, pretty good stuff. And then we have the, you mentioned pretty much everything I had, except you forgot to mention about the Civil War. Forgot to mention about that.
What? What are you talking about?
Okay. Anyway, tomorrow's the tree lighting and Janet Carlson's party, so we're going to have to, that'll be fun going from one to the other.
Quickly.
And then Sunday will all be, I guess my point of interest meeting from Thursday has been canceled, I suppose. But Sunday we'll be over at the tree lighting, like you said, parks next week, and commissioner's breakfast. Also, I thought it was great to have the young Cub Scouts come out here and do the pledge. That was so awesome.
That's great.
It's good to see that. And last thing is, let's see, oh yeah, Happy Hanukkah, starting yesterday. I believe yesterday is the first day of Hanukkah.
Right.
So that's all I got. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Councillor Freeman.
Let's see. I think we've talked about the tree lighting, the parade. The only thing I'd add about the parade is please remember not to block the sidewalks with your chairs. Make sure you put them off so you're not blocking anyone that may need access to the sidewalks. On Saturday, it's obviously the parade at night, so we can see all the beautiful lights. But just a reminder, if you're out walking either in the morning or in the evening, just be sure that you're well lit up or you've got a safety vest on, and that would go for your animals as well. I've seen several people walking. I know, lit up. Sorry. I know. I was trying to think of another word and it just didn't come to me in time. But I see a lot of people walking.
Highly visible.
Thank you.
There we go.
That I see people walking both early in the morning and at night, and they are not highly visible, and they have their dogs on leashes, and they're not visible. And so I just, you know, in safety, and we just need to make sure that you're well seen so we can see you when we're driving. If you want to attend a lot of the meetings this month, please check the city website because a lot of them are canceled already. The Planning Commission meeting is already canceled for December. Stormwater meeting, West Kaiser was already canceled, and then the Volunteer Coordinating Committee has been canceled for December, but we are still recruiting for volunteers. We have openings on the Kaiser Points of Interest, the Public Arts Commission, and the Parks Board, and all that information is located on the city website for when your application is due for our January meeting. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Councillor Reed.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Last Saturday, I attended City Dance Theater's holiday recital, The Snowman. I'm sure that's not the exact title. But anyway, it was very interesting. A lot of our Kaiser citizens were there, and it was a lot of fun. We, in terms of the Kaiser Heritage Center, we are in getting our membership drive pulled together for 2019. And there has been a little bit of a snafu with PayPal, but we will get that resolve tomorrow morning. But if you understand and value the Kaiser Heritage Center as a cultural center for Kaiser, I really encourage you to go to their website and to become a member, because it is a very valuable asset of our community. Also related to that, we're having our Heritage Center Christmas celebration on December 15th from 1 to 5. Santa will be there, and it'll just be a nice community gathering. So please come to that. We have the Southeast Kaiser Neighborhood Association meeting this Thursday. That one has not been canceled, so please, please come to that. And there's a lot to be discussed there. Last Friday at McNary, we had what was called a Give Back Friday in our advisory classes, and each class was given the task of putting together some kind of service activity. And I love this because that is one of our three main tenets in our motto for Kaiser is volunteerism. And so we are getting that value built up in the schools. And so they did a variety of things. Sometimes some of them were outside collecting trash around the neighborhoods. Some of them wrote letters to servicemen. Some of them, it's just a huge variety of things. And so that was an exciting thing to see, all the young people getting involved in that. And just, there are always opportunities abounding. And nothing is, improves life better, I think, than getting involved in some kind of service opportunity. So I'd encourage you to look to your various resources to do something like that, especially this season. Also wanted to say a big thank you to those of you who are either making the effort to put up Christmas lights or to even pay somebody to do it. It really makes our community wonderful. And yes, we have the Gubser lights and that whole celebration, but all of our neighborhoods in Kaiser are doing something. And I just really appreciate the efforts that go into that because I know it is not easy. I haven't put mine up yet. And it requires a lot of work. And I just want to say that I, as a community member, really appreciate that. So thank you for that. The holiday calendar on the city is a really great resource for this time of year. I just went to it tonight, just on the Kaiser.org. You just put in the search holiday calendar, and I found everything that I needed to know on that, and that's a great resource. In addition, there's lots going on with churches and other community organizations that are not on the calendar. So, again, it's a time of year that there's plenty of things going on, and so I would encourage you to get involved in whatever way you can. So I think that is about all I have.
All right. Thank you very much. And Councillor Ryan, happy birthday tomorrow.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Okay, I'm pretty short and sweet tonight. I just want to... I've got a lot of upcoming meetings, and then the holiday festivities will be exciting. And I, a reminder to, I think it's Roland, that we both, by the end of the year, have an observation for the court, or the peer court, that we need to get done. So I just want to remind you, because I forgot, so I thought you might have also, but I'll report on that on the next.
No, our main judge. Sorry,
the judge. Is it the judge? Judge? Yes, municipal. Thank you. Yeah. The judge. And then, so there's two. There's the actual court, and then there's the kids' court also. So, but because of the holiday schedule, it's a little bit different this month. So, and I will make a report on that following up on the 27th. And tonight I will meet with Tim to follow up and get those donations to the McNary Closet that have been left behind that everyone gave me the blessing to take. And then I'm excited to see the next Civil War. I know as Beaver fans, if we have to say it's another building year, one more year, we might blow up. But congratulations to the Ducks. But our girls' basketball is going to be a great game. So we've got a couple really good teams, and so it's going to be nice to have a good game. So I'll look forward to that. And Merry Christmas. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Youth Councillor Ferris.
Okay, so... for CTEC, showcases are happening this week and as well as the next 2 weeks where other high schools will be coming to CTEC, and every single program, including the ones that are coming out next fall, are showcasing little aspects of their program, hoping to get kids into the program, and it's really fun to see and participate in. So if anybody's interested, come one of those showcase days. It'll be amazing. December 13th through 15th, Councillor Anderson touched on this, the McNary Christmas concert with pretty much every McNary Performing Arts program is going to be performing at 7 p.m. each of those days. And the choir performance at the Capitol Rotunda will be on December 14th at 12 p.m. The College and Career Center at McNary is doing a big push to encourage students to complete financial aid applications. And currently 34% of graduating seniors have completed them. Our goal is to increase the number from 56% to 60% total this year, and mentors are still needed, but the mentors from the mentor program are going to be meeting with juniors and seniors this week. And I'd like to give a special thanks to Councillor Parsons for being one of the McNary mentors.
Excellent. So when does winter break start?
Last day is the 21st.
Yeah, the 21st.
Okay. So it's a little time yet. Yeah. long haul to Christmas. All right, thank you so much. Just a couple things to add. I first want to say thank you to our Whitaker and Claggett Creek Middle School students for their help with the Kaiser Network of Women Giving Baskets. They both had posts online about the work that they are doing, and I just want to thank our middle school students for their involvement hands-on with caring for their neighbors during the holiday season. Also, a shout-out to Scout Troop 12, who was here tonight to lead the Pledge of Allegiance. They also did a service project at Country Glen Park on Saturday, pressure washing and cleaning around there. It looks fabulous. Thank you to our young students who are out there, again, learning volunteerism hands-on. On the 20th, we met with Council President Parsons for the Kaiser Little League Task Force regarding sustainability, continuity, and governance structure for the Kaiser Little League Park area. I want to thank the city manager and our public works superintendent or director, Bill Lawyer, for being there for part of that conversation. We will meet again in January. And then on the 24th with Councilor Reed, we were busy decorating the Kaiser Heritage Center, which looks very festive, getting ready for the 15th of this month for the open house. On last Monday, the 26th, went with Councilor Herrera to the Career Technical Education Center, CTEC, Advisory Council, discussing how that council is going to function going forward. It's been evolving since the center opened, and we're looking at how we as advisors from various sectors within the community can continue to be effective in directing the work and bringing good input into the CTEC programs. On the 27th, SCATS, which is the Salem Kaiser Area Transportation Study, we met, and we were working on the updates to the Regional Transportation System Plan and some of the other documents for prioritizing projects going forward. On Saturday, I got to join with Crater out of Volcano Stadium to welcome Santa, who was helicoptered in, so to launch the holiday season in Kaiser. And then coming up, so people have already mentioned tomorrow is the retirement celebration for Commissioner Carlson, followed by our tree lighting. On Wednesday, the SEDCOR, which is the Strategic Economic Development Corporation Board, will be meeting, followed by the monthly luncheon for SEDCOR, which is on the 12th. The League of Oregon Cities Board will be meeting on Thursday and Friday of this week. I will be going on Friday to my final board meeting as a member of that board. I'll be concluding my three-year term on the board, and it's been an absolute pleasure being a part of the changes that have happened for the League of Oregon Cities. Sunday morning, we will have the Santa breakfast at Kaiser Fire District after the Saturday Night Lights Parade. And then on the 13th, the Chamber Rotary Holiday Luncheon, which is always a special treat featuring the musical talents of our young musicians. So that is all I've got for my report this time. So let's go then to other business, which is this time is provided to allow the mayor, city council members, or staff an opportunity to bring new or old matters before the council that are not on tonight's agenda. City manager.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Tracy? What?
Okay. Surprise. I don't know if I've taken this from Shannon. Each year, each of our neighborhood associations is required to give their annual report, and the Southeast Kaiser's is due in December, but they've requested an extension to March to allow them to elect their new board, and so with the council's concurrence, could we extend their date to March?
Concurrence of the council to extend Southeast Kaiser to March. So done. Yes. We concur.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tim?
Nothing here. Thank you.
Bill?
Nothing tonight. Thank you.
Nate?
Nothing more.
Shannon?
Nothing. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you very much. Councilor Herrera, you have something to add?
One more thing on the 15th after Kaiser Heritage. Mm-hmm. Is that open house at 6?
Kaiser Heritage, 1 to 5.
Oh, it's good. Perfect. Because after that, we have the Nutcracker at the Elsinore. I want to promote this. Uh-huh.
Yep.
It's at 7:30. Have you never seen that? December 15th, 7:30. And come and watch. It's pretty good. And my grandkids are both dancing in it. They're both elves. So they've been working really hard on it. So Buy your tickets.
Fabulous.
I promise I'd say that. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Written communications, I don't have anything to add at this time. Agenda input next Monday, December 10th. We will be meeting at 6 o'clock for a City Council work session. Current council with our incoming councilors-elect, Elizabeth Smith and Dan Kohler, to talk about where we are, update on our city goals, and also an overview where we're at with some of the studies that are underway regarding our urban growth boundary. On December 17th, we will meet at 7 p.m. in regular session. And then in the new year, on January 7th, we will meet at 7 o'clock in regular session to administer the oath of office for our newly elected city council members and re-elected as well for Councilor Herrera and myself, and the election of the council president. That is all I have. Is there anything else for the good of the order? All right, the time is 9:50 and we are adjourned.